Huey, you're going to the Doncaster on a legitimate odds-on chance. Any concerns going to the race as far as barrier or weight?
Not really, Greg, but, you know, it is a horse race, so I'm certainly not going in there under any illusion that she's just going to win. You know, we still need things to go our way, and, you know, every horse race has a different tale, and that's what makes the game so interesting. So, obviously, I wouldn't swap her, and I'm looking forward to the ride, but, you know, I'm treating it like any other race.
She's a Cox Plate winner, but she's proven at this famous Randwick Mile.
Yeah, she is. I think her Epsom win, in my opinion, was probably her best because of the interference we ran into at the 400-metre mark, and the way she was able to regather herself, balance up and sprint the way she did, in my opinion, was only a thing that a great horse can do, and she's certainly gone on to show she's a great horse, and it's a privilege to ride her.
What's it like going to Randwick knowing you are on a superstar that everyone wants to watch and everyone wants to win?
Yeah, look, I've noticed the last two wins on her. You know, I could hear the crowd start to build her in as she strode to the front. So that's something that's a special feeling. I'm not expecting to hear the crowd on Saturday. I'm just going, like I said, I'm going to the race, treating it like any other race, and, you know, I'll be doing my best to give her chance.
Are you enjoying the build-up to the championships?
Yeah, certainly am. It's certainly a wonderful thing that the Racing New South Wales and the government have initiated a few years ago. And look, with the overseas horses coming here last year, really put it on the map. Probably lacking that this year, but that's probably because of the depth of the Australian horse this year. There really is a great depth at the top line, and it's special to be a part of it.